audible. I'm Gitika, working in Lucknow as a surgeon, and I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Surgery at King George's Medical University. And the question I liked most was, it was by you, Preeti. what do you do when you are stressed out?
My name is Vijaya Srinivas. I'm from Bangalore. I work in Mallige Medical Center as a front office manager and trainer for the front office staff. And the best question I liked is, what would you like to spread in this world? That is a question from her. Thank you.
Vishnu. I am from Punjab, Bathinda. I work as an assistant engineer in Punjab State Power Corporation Limited. And the question is, what do you do in your free time? We have no restrictions to you, that is asked by
I'm Charu Gar. I'm a physical therapist. I'm from Delhi. And the good question was, what is your wildest fantasy?
Om Shanti. Hello everyone. I'm Dr. Preeti Bhandari. I'm from Mumbai, and I've done my graduation in Ayurvedic medicine, and right now I'm pursuing my master's in public health from Gandhinagar. I don't remember the question is, because whichever questions I asked, the same question was asked to me only. So the same thing, like what do I do basically when I'm stressed? Yeah. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Divya. I'm from Delhi ORC and dedicated sister. And the question I like most is, brother asked ki jab aap akele ho, aapko koi kuch kahe nahi, aap kuch bhi karna chahe apne man ka, to aap kya karengi? So it was very nice.
Om Shanti. I'm BK Bhavna, dedicated sister, but also a spiritual doctor. Because my profession is make a soul very powerful spiritually. And behne pucha tha ki which vegetable you like. Actually ye question kabhi kisi ne nahi pucha tha. I like.
So how did you find this activity? Fine. Okay, what was different about this activity? I think the introduction that we did was question dhoondna acha laga.
It was told yesterday that it's a two-way communication and it's a two-way interaction. So we are here for sharing from each other. It's not like we are giving some knowledge to you. We are mutually understanding each other. So we'll make our ground rules together. Okay? So it will not be that rules are enforced on you, but let us come up with the rules. Like during this workshop, what should ideally be the rules? So you please come up with the suggestions. Punctuality first. Everybody has to be on time, so that has come up from you only. So you have to abide by it. And next.
We have to follow this schedule.
Yeah.
So that will be confirmed?
Yeah, that will be confirmed, but if there is any change, a little bit of flexibility may be there, that will be informed. That will discuss together. Okay, if there is some variation, that would be discussed in advance. So next rule,
practicality.
Open to each other. Enthusiasm. Exactly. So when we talk about rules, rules are which I would rather say that which we have to abide by. Like other things is a choice, but rules are which everybody has to follow. So in that case, let us decide only on those things which are essential and which is important for the workshop.
I think this is essential.
Exactly. That's what I said. And now we have come to the point. So second is non-judgmental, and we have to respect each other. And each other's opinion, we may differ, everybody has his own experience, own background. We are coming from different backgrounds. So we have to respect each other. We don't have to be critical. And next. Yeah, that has been told. Next. Yes, next. Yeah. Any other rule? Our mobile should be on silent mode. No, basic ground rules we are talking about. And any other rule? And next thing I would... You may keep it, if you get some urgent call, you may attend, but then keep it on silent. And only urgent calls, not every call we should be going out and attending, yeah? Yeah. But in short. And, yes. So basically rules are which everybody has to follow, and it depends, you know, we vary from person to person, so... let us only talk about the rules. So I would add to it that confidentiality has to be maintained. Here we have gathered so that we can share, you know, and during this workshop it may happen that we have to sometimes share our personal experiences, because unless and until you share your personal experiences, you will not open up. You know, we have said that we have to be open. But you can be open when you are free from all those fears that my... you know, secret would be leaked out or it would be talked about in some other group, you know, because you are sharing room with other partners from other groups. So it should be like whatever is being shared in this group should not go out. No, we have to respect each other's, you know, so confidentiality has to be maintained. Yeah? Anything else?
One person will speak at a time.
Yeah.
That's one person. So, you know, we listen to him with care. Second thing is non-critical. You will not criticize. Even if you find there's something which is not according to your experience, you will still... And because this entire program is based on appreciative inquiry, appreciation. Appreciation. Of course, we don't smoke in this country, so otherwise no smoking... no chewing kind of thing. But I think these are the very good rules. Anything you would like to add?
Anything anybody is coming up with? Anything else which we may be missing? Yeah. Exactly. You know, that's what I would like to add. That these 3 days, we have to go back to our childhood stage. You know, when we are small as a children, we are not, we don't think that we will be ashamed or, you know, you do whatever you want, you say whatever you want, and nobody is judging you and nobody is, you know, saying something to you. Even if you fall, you know, when a child falls, we always say, oh, get up, it's okay to, it's normal to fall. You know, so that attitude we have to keep with each other. You know, so that we enjoy that childhood innocence and we go back to our original self. You know, this is our acquired self, that in society we have to maintain this decorum, we have to maintain this. You know, we have to just, you know, pull that curtain off and we have to just remove all the masks and covers and we have to get back to our original self. That is the ground rule. Okay? So, we may start with the first session.
Yes. Everyone participates. It shouldn't happen that only a few people continue to talk and the rest only listen. Everyone must participate. That's participatory.
Yeah. And we should be on the... we can say whatever we want, but that it should be on the track. Like, it should be relevant to the subject we are discussing. It should not go away from the subject. You know, and we should not go into the argumentative mode. You know, sometimes as human... we get into that argumentative mode, we have to just take care that we are just brainstorming. We are just, you know, it's like a small basket is here and everybody is giving his or her, putting his or her ideas and then, you know, it's okay. So,
Practicability, okay. You have to be open, okay, in terms of sharing. Your truthfulness again comes there. Enthusiastic, we'll be non-judgmental. We all will participate. Yes? Okay, everyone is participating. Thank you. So, we all will be creative. Yes? Wonderful. Very important. Confidential? Yes. Non-critical? Matlab koi negative comment nahi aayega. Okay? Yes? Okay. Appreciation? We all love to appreciate, right? We all love appreciations. Wonderful. Everyone speaks and we all will respect the speaker, one person at a time, so that we show that we are good listeners. Okay? So, truthfulness, yes. So, mobile phones, punctual means we all will come back on time. We all go back on time.
Like before departing, we'll be telling you the time when we have to get back together and that time should be sticked on. Okay.
Cool.
So we should start with the first session. We forgot to introduce ourselves. Few of you would be knowing Dr. Ashok Mehta, and sir, I would like you to introduce yourself. That would be the best.
Well, I'm a cancer surgeon from Mumbai. I spent almost my entire working life, almost 32 years at the Tata Memorial Hospital, and I'm the founder trustee of the Global Hospital and its center. Those of you know that Daddy Gulzar, who is the chariot of God, she came as a patient in 1988, and that's how I came into the Brahma Kumaris. In 89, we formed the Global Hospital Research Center Trust and set up the hospital in 91. So my association with values is right from its inception. I am also a medical advisor to Janki Foundation, which is the creator of this program. I've been with Brahma Kumaris now almost 30 years. Professionally, I'm still active. I'm 81. But I enjoy being a part of this group. I think what I get from this group is the creativity, the youthfulness, the energy. And I think these are the beautiful values to remain absolutely young here. Or we talked about second childhood. To be childlike. This is the word which Rajnish used to use very often, Bhagwan Rajnish. He used to use beautiful word. Not childish, but childlike. What she said beautifully also earlier. You know, we should be enjoying every moment, exploring things. I think that's part of me. So I'm very happy to be with you all. Yesterday they were asking, are you sure you want to come for this program? So I said, yes, why not? And they were shot by one, so I'm here. I'm very happy, very lucky, and fortunate. Om Shanti. And then we go to the values, or?
And we feel honored to have him here with us. So you would experience in these 3 days how lucky we are to have with us. I'm Dr. Preeti Madan. I'm associated with Brahma Kumaris for last 18 years and I'm working as state consultant public health in Lucknow. So, and with Vihasa I got associated in 2015. Since then we have conducted a few workshops.
I'm Datta Rokde and I'm a corporate facilitator myself with over 12 years of work experience and I'm a life coach as well. And I've been delivering corporate training programs in IT, manufacturing, automotive and other sectors. So with Vihasa, October 2015 in REMI, I did my first Vihasa training. And since then, I'm associated with Vihasa. So I'm honored to be here. And this is the first time I'm doing the facilitation at Gyan Sarovar. So I'm really blessed to be with you all and deliver this session. So, thank you.
Datta.
Just values, if you can just talk and open the values part.
Yesterday we did talk about the values a little. Why values? What's the importance of values? We all have everything that we do in our life. We have some underlying value. We are not aware of it sometimes, and therefore we are going to do the exploration that what are the values which are very close to me. And the first exercise itself will take you back to yourself, and the first session that we will be having today will be exploring the inner values. What are my inner values? And here we have some, it underlines, underpins everything we do or say. If we lose sight of the values, loss of meaning to life. Values make us self-esteem. Say for example, I like truth. Then everything that I do would be in that value. That becomes, for example, you see a classical example is Mahatma Gandhi. Only on two principles, truth and non-violence, he fought against the mightiest empire in those years, entirely on. Whatever he did, whatever he protested, satyagraha. That was it. And non-violence, even the thought, you don't want to hurt anybody. Beautiful thoughts. I think all of us have very important values in our life, and this is an opportunity of sharing the values, exploring those values, understanding more of our inner self. And actually the entire program is based on reflection. You want to go within yourself. In the outside world we live in a very different way. But inside of us, what we have, we rarely have an opportunity in a group to explore, and that also in an atmosphere where there is a confidentiality, there is appreciation, there is a positivity. So I think this part of the exercise will be very interesting. We have to rediscover our values. We have to review what we have been doing, review the purpose of our life. We have revitalized the confidence in our judgment. And finally, we have reason to look why we are in this profession. Of course, each one is in different profession. I find a surgeon here, so I'm very happy. And I'm sure there are doctors who are Ayurvedic doctors, and there are other who have been associated, physiotherapists. So I think you are also a doctor of, you are in homeopathy, Ayurvedic, you too are Ayurvedic, oh you are, well I just, yes. So I think we have doctors and double doctor here. You know what's a double doctor? That's a beautiful word coined by the Brahma Kumaris. Those of us who are doctors of physical body, doctors of medicine, we become here doctors of spirituality, doctors of the mind. And I think we look at the other side of one which we have neglected, the mind. So we call all of our meetings mind-body medicine meetings. So I think with this, we must, the purpose of this module is help us remember the innermost values and remind us to draw what drew to this work. Why did you come to medicine? Can you share with us why you became a surgeon?
I come from a non-medical background. My parents were working as clerks in bank and thermal station, power stations. And I wanted to be an air hostess when I was in class 8. Then I knew that my height is not going to go any further beyond 5'2". So I thought I cannot be a hostess, so I love biology, so let's be a doctor. So when I became a doctor, when that time when I decided to become a doctor, I wanted to be a surgeon. But then when I did my MBBS, surgery was the subject which always fascinated me. I got a very good rank in All India. It was 243, and at that rank everybody would have taken radiology or pediatrics, and my friends forced me to take gynecology because they thought if you want to be a surgeon you better be a gynecologist. I took gynecology and went to SMS Jaipur. Then I realized that I cannot work here. I mean, I did not work, but I just went and saw the hospital and I realized that this is not for me. Then I, second counseling, I told my mother I'll retain gynecology, but then I went there and I said I leave gynecology, I'm taking surgery. And unfortunately parents are not allowed inside the counseling room, so I took surgery and they announced that Gitika Ananda has taken surgery, and my mother said, God, who's now going to get married? How will I marry her? And that was the time I took surgery, and I love surgery. I still love it.
Well, the purpose of asking this question was, what was the underlying value you assigned when you took to surgery?
Why I took it was because I loved it. But now what I attribute to it is, actually you just operate somebody, like a breast cancer or a thyroid, that is my specialty. I do it and it is so much profounding. The patient feels so nice after getting cured. I mean,
you like to take challenges.
Yes, and then they come up and they say, "Hum theek ho gaye." I feel very nice that you have done something in their lives. At least you have done something which
doing
matters.
Good to people. Wonderful, great. So, I mean, this is a, we go back, that's an opportunity you to think, why did you take to what you took? I think that's exploring yourself and...
So, but there's one thing I would like to ask before we discuss all this. Why are we discussing about values? Because, sir, from your experience, because we are living in a very, very corrupt, in a very, very different place, I think, where I see a lot of negativity around me.
You must appreciate that also, because that's how the honesty is appreciated.
So we would like to know it from your experience.
There is a surrounding darkness, a little light also makes a lot of it. That's what you are.
Does it really matter?
No, that's good enough. The values represent the internal framework that has a potential to provide meaning to our lives. This is what all we are thinking about. Inner beliefs guide our thoughts, actions and relationship. Whatever we do, whatever our relations are, whatever we communicate to, again, is a reflecting our inner mind, the thinking, the process that we are doing, our attitudes, what we, you know, whatever we speak or whatever we do is again based on our values. This is what we are not aware most of the time, but, and this enriches, values enrich our self-development, leads to understanding the purpose of our lives, maintain a personal self-esteem in face of challenges and disappointments. I think all of us go through these phases of challenges and disappointments, frustrations. Sometimes we are down in the valley and come back. And I think our values are one which help you to come back to where you are. And of course, these are the principles we choose to live in our life. First, make changes within ourselves, practical ways of weaving them into the fabric of everyday life. This is what we are going to do. From here, you will get certain clear thinking about your values and how you can incorporate those values in your personal life, professional life, and even in interpersonal relationship. I think this is the chance to explore your values. This is helps to identify our personal values in relevance, especially to healthcare, if we are a healthcare professional. Otherwise, professional practice depends on, most of us, we have been trained, we are skilled workers, and we have our own experience to do whatever we are doing. But we have a chance of exploring our values, and we can improve the well-being of everyone by enhancing these values. I think with this, I would pass it on to you for the first exercise.
first exercise that we are going to do. Hold on. In this, since we are starting with the modules or the actual program now, okay, how many of you, there was one question Dr. Manoj asked, how many of you would like to be a potential facilitator? Okay. So, so you all would like to be a potential facilitator, right? So can we all, you're happy, right? Because the group is? Group
name?
Is?
You remember your name?
Happy Hearts.
There was a slight, you know, we were supposed to tell you to actually reflect and share with your partner before you write down. But anyway, what you can do is you can reflect and share now. I mean, you have already written, but you can share with your partner. So you have to work with your partner next. I think there are 11, so one is short. Yes, you can always change your partner, but for this exercise, remain. Acha, you don't want to talk.
Basically, whatever you have thought of in the questions, you get into pairs and you share with your partner, which is your favorite song, which is your favorite book, and why do you the value associated with that? Why do you like that song? Which value attracted you to love that song? Which value attracted to that book? What value was, you know, something which you felt close to? You discuss with your partner, and 5 minutes for discussion. You can discuss with your partner, and then we will.
Then you will be presenting to the group. If you are known to each other, and if you want to switch your partners, you can do that. Are you related? Yeah. Yeah. So you should always separate. Okay. No, but anyway there are 11, so you will be, why don't you come over?
I can be your partner.
Okay, thank you. So, how was your sharing? Good? Okay, interesting. So, let's look at the first question. Think of the song you love. What values are reflected through the words and music? Write them down. So, everyone wrote your favorite song? Yeah? Yes? Anyone would like to sing? You would like to sing? Yes, please.
I know the lyrics, the music may go this way or that way. Yeah? Ae meri vatan ke logo, जरा आँख में भर लो पानी जो शहीद हुए हैं उनकी जरा याद करो कुर्बानी ऐ मेरे वतन के लोगों जरा आँख में भर लो पानी जो शहीद हुए हैं उनकी जरा याद करो कुर्बानी. You want me to sing the whole? It's okay. Yeah.
बहुत अच्छी है. Anyone else would like to sing?
The value behind this song is the respect, the responsibility for your country, the love, the enthusiasm, the integrity for our own country. That creates passion.
Who wrote this song?
Right? And
but who wrote this song?
I don't know that one.
Pradeep Ji.
Okay.
He was a famous writer.
Okay, we were very small.
He came to Mumbai almost without anything and became the biggest poet.
Yeah.
And this song was sung by Lata Mangeshkar in presence of Prime Minister Nehru.
Jawaharlal Nehru
in Delhi.
I know, we were in school, sir, at that time. And
yes,
the thing instilled in us right from that time, you know, from years and years together, it is still there. It's not gone.
Pradeep Ji used to come to our center in Villeparle and used to sit for 2-3 hours, and then he used to have a lot of fun, and he would tell exactly why he wrote and how he spoke and how he was called by Prime Minister Mr. Nehru. I think this turned, even today,
you feel emotional
when you hear this song.
Yes, it is very true. It's so true.
Okay.
Thank you.
How many of you knew Pradeepji's name? At least few people knew. Pradeepji was a great, he was a very thin, lean man, very jolly, very jovial. And he wrote all the hit songs in those years. There's a picture called Jagruti, and there are lots of songs. And okay.
One song. Dil hai chota sa, choti si aasha, masti bhare man mein, udne ki aasha, chand taron ko chhune ki aasha, aasmano ko udne ki aasha, dil hai chota sa, choti si aasha.
It always remember ambition of life, what you want in your life.
So the next question, can we? Okay, second question is, think of poems, quotes, books that are important to you. What values are reflected in them?
Thought become things. But our, it is like we all part of cosmic energy, and when you say something, it goes to cosmic energy, and then all energy that fulfill your or complete your thoughts will come to you, and it will happen so. So I believe this, and I leave this line: thought become things. Jo sote wo hota hai. Possibility and faith. Faith, or trust in self and trust in cosmic energy.
Thank you. Third question. What images are important to you? Think of your favorite scenes, views, paintings, or perhaps statues. And what values and feelings do they evoke?
Last year, मैं गया था पेंगोंग लेक जो लद्दाख में है थ्री इडियट्स मूवी में जो आती है ना लेक आती है तो हम जब वहां पे रुके रात को तो बिल्कुल पीस भी अगर कोई भी दो तीन किलोमीटर पे भी खड़ा है तो वो आपस में बात कर सकते थे भी इतना पीसफुल होता और जो इतनी कामनेस भी जैसे भी बाबा कहते ना भी अगर हम संकल्पों को भी कैच करेंगे अगर हम मान लो अशांत रहते हैं तो ये फिर उसका ही था वो ना एक रूप. हाँ जी हाँ जी हाँ जी.
When we look at the flowers, we look at the trees, we look at the environment, the nature, the mountains, they help us to explore the qualities of being very strong, the strength, the peace which the environment is giving us, the homeostasis, the balance which is made by the Mother Nature helps us to understand how they cooperate with each other. So there are so many values which are associated with it, like wisdom, like peace, acceptance, appreciation, gratitude, benevolence. This is all what, when we see all the things around us, we've been bombarded with so many things. Benevolence, gratitude, acceptance, appreciation, that is peace. Doing everything, the trees are standing wherever they are, the flowers are imparting us beautiful shades and colors, and that helps us to understand that being silent, being in peace, they are giving so much to us. Thank you.
Anybody else who would like to share something, because we have to stick to the time also, and we would, in next few exercises, everybody would get the opportunity to speak. we have to experience every exercise, because every exercise is important. We cannot miss anything. But if we don't have time, we will have to miss. But I don't want that we should be missing any exercise. So I think you got the gist of this exercise, that this exercise is basically you identify your own inner, your core inner values, you know, why you got attracted to that song, why you got attracted to that poem or quote or book or some scenery. This is from our choices, we get to know our own selves. No, you get to know this is the your own inner value. So we can just, you know, focus on that value, and we can bring out more and more of it. That will make us realize that this is, which is like my inner innate quality, and we are inclined towards it. So we can work on those values and we can use them in our real life. So with this exercise, we will move on to the next exercise.
Before that, before we get into this next exercise, I want you to just sit back, okay, for a moment. Okay, 1 minute break before we get into the next exercise. And I want you to, you know, just reflect on what values did you really, you know, discover in this exercise, which was where you felt more connected with those values. So what are those two values? Just think of.
So that's what you mean to say, that there will be certain things which will be most dominant in some people and other things will be dominant in other people.
Okay.
Like we say that we have a specialization, like when we do MBBS, MBBS everybody does, and we study all the subjects which are required. But then you do specialization in one subject when you do post-graduation. So this is just like that. We all have these, all of these values in us, but then there is a specialization in one particular or few particular values which we should be identifying ourselves with. So through this workshop, we will get to know those inner core values of ourselves.
So just let's sit in silence for a few seconds, few moments.
So now the exercise which we are going to do now is related to our work. Again, behind all these activities is the values which we have to identify. But then we have to reflect on to our workplace now. Usually what happens is, like, most of the times we are critical of ourselves, we are critical of others. We are always judging. You know, see, what I did not do right. You हमेशा वो एक dissatisfaction से रहता है, इसमें हम और अच्छा कर सकते थे. We are not appreciating ourselves also, and we are not appreciating others also. Even if they are doing good, हम कुछ ना कुछ fault उसमें से भी निकाल ही लेते हैं. ना तो हमारा vision जो है वो fault पे रहता है, deficiency पे रहता है, और goodness पे कम जाता है, अपने साथ भी और औरों के साथ भी. तो इस workshop में what we are gonna do is हर एक की life में कोई ना कोई ऐसा point आया है work situation में, जिसको हम कहेंगे हाई पॉइंट. अपना कुछ एक सेंस ऑफ अचीवमेंट जब आपने फील किया हो, सेंस ऑफ अकम्प्लिशमेंट या इनर कंटेंटमेंट जब आपको लगा हो कि दिस इज द हाईएस्ट पॉइंट ऑफ माय वर्क लाइफ, यू नो, वेयर आई अचीव्ड समथिंग विच गेव मी मच ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. तो यू हैव टू रिफ्लेक्ट ऑन दैट सिचुएशन, एंड देन यू हैव टू फाइंड आउट विच वैल्यू यू यूज्ड फॉर दैट एक्टिविटी, फॉर द वर्क यू हैड अकम्प्लिश्ड, which value you had put in. So you have to reflect on that high point. No, you have to first introspect within yourself. First 2-3 minutes you take, you think about the situation, where did you feel that you had accomplished something, and then find out the value, and then you share with your partner. And then we will move on to the next part of the exercise. So you take 2-3 minutes to reflect. See, basically work-wise, we are very much performance-oriented, na? हम लोग बहुत ज़्यादा performance के ऊपर जब focus करते हैं, तो वो mainly हमारा workplace पे सबसे ज़्यादा होता है कि workplace पे हमें जो recognition, acknowledgement या जो भी accomplishment जो हमें लगता है कि हमने जहाँ पे कुछ outcome दिया, you know, कुछ outcome निकला हमारे काम का, तो it would be better if you think it from the workplace side of. There is a suggestion. Basically, we have to go back to our original selves. हमें अपने आप को ढूंढना है जो हम अपने आप को भूल गए हैं, work conscious हो गए हैं, body conscious हो गए, अपने role के साथ attach हो चुके हैं, अपने role conscious. Most of the times we are role conscious, but we are playing. नो, और फिर हमारा जो ओरिजिनल सेल्फ है सोल, उसको हम भूल गए हैं. तो ये वर्कशॉप जो है, दिस इज कनेक्टिंग विद योर सोल. तो आई वुड सजेस्ट कि आप लोग ये रीडिंग, जैसे आई सॉ यू ब्रदर, यू डोंट हैव टू गो थ्रू द लिस्ट ऑफ वैल्यूज. आप रिफ्लेक्शन करेंगे, आपको खुद ब खुद, यू जस्ट गो टू फील ऑफ इट. मतलब आपको वो फील करना है. मतलब कॉग्निटिव माइंड को कम यूज करें और अपना क्रिएटिव माइंड ज्यादा यूज करें. तो आप उस एक्टिविटी के बारे में सोचिए, है ना, रादर देन रीडिंग की कौन सी वैल्यू इसमें से निकल के आ रही है. आप डीप डीप जाएंगे, आपको खुद को अंदर से आंसर आएगा कि कौन सी वैल्यू थी जिसने आपको हेल्प किया उस सक्सेस को अचीव करने में. सो इफ यू हैव ऑल थॉट अबाउट इट, तो यू कैन शेयर इट विद योर पार्टनर, एंड दिस टाइम यू कैन चेंज द पार्टनर. You can shift, and whosoever is left, I will be the partner to that, or you may be the partner. You can take 5 minutes each to share, you know, 5 minutes one person, the 5 minutes to the partner, and you can share each other's story. So, all of you have shared. Yeah, so should we share it in the main group? Okay, you want to take some more time? Okay, you can. Acha, okay, you can take 2-3 minutes more. So now we move on. Now we move on to the next stage of the exercise. The next stage is, now you have shared each other's story. Now both of you, the partners, you take out 3 values which you have found in that story and note them down. You can. Work together. You can work together and find out 3 values. Okay. We'll be providing you with the stickers, and you have to write those 3 values in that sticker, and you have to paste it on that. So, have you all finished? You have identified 3 values. Okay. So we can share it in the main group now. Okay. Then we will start. Yeah. Okay. So you may say dedication to work. And second is appreciation. Okay. Accomplished. This is the outcome. Accomplishment is the outcome. What value did you use to achieve that success? That is the dedication. What else? Like, you have to identify 3 values. Appreciation. Sincerity. Sincerity. From your group. Acceptability. Confidence. Appreciation. We will ask them to share the story also.
Sharing with the story.
Yeah.
Little point.
You can share your story in short, so that we can understand how you inferred on those values. I'll give you the mic.
My partner is a manager, and she's a very disciplined before, and because of this nature, no one like her, and no one come to share their problems. Then values in her life, law, discipline and practicability. Then she become a very practically and lawful, then everybody come with her, and now they share their problems easily.
She was working since inception very wholeheartedly, but initially there was chaos, and she was hopeless for that situations. But then she commanded it, and then all of a sudden one day one student came, and she salute her and said, "I salute you, ma'am." And she find it so fascinating that yes, this is what appreciation I want from these students and not the higher authorities. And that she find that this is because of the responsibility and sincerity that she handled the institute. So responsibility, dedication, and appreciation.
Yeah. So my partner is basically working in a thermal power plant. So his junior in his workplace, he happened to, like, you know, really insult him, kind of like, you can do, you don't know this, you should learn it from us. So, but then too he was the values which he had, means after that he just was, he kept his cool, and then he didn't mind that time, and still he was interacting well with that person, and now they are in very good terms with each other now. So what the values I found in him was tolerance at that particular moment, then he was forgiveness, and he was generous enough to accept him, you know, without any, being non-judgmental. So that was for him. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and should I explain? Okay. I was in Aryamayana hospital. So there was a patient who was suffering from cancer. 1%, only a 35 years old man, 1% cancer, and already undertaken some 8 to 9 cycles. But it was a private small hospital, so per cycle used to charge 1 lakh rupees. And he had suffered from all the side effects, like complete baldness and this dark blackening of the veins and everything, the side effects of chemotherapies afterwards. But since I knew of the Ayurvedic counterpart also, like for us a palliative treatment, and plus his reports were completely normal. So also I know that this is little bit of something, I would just like to express, like I felt it is like something he is paying, and that is why he has been, you know, just further asked to, and for repeated unnecessary cycles, I felt that time. So I went out of the way, I just asked that person, that patient, to approach this person, the Ayurvedic counterpart, as a palliative treatment, because he was in dire need of it. And I was confident that these things will be sorted completely. So I approached, and then afterwards I left that hospital also after some time. Then one day at platform, Kurla station, I was just waiting for to board a train. So he suddenly saw me and he just waved his hand and said, ma'am, I was searching you so much. I am so happy. Like my reports are normal. I'm continuing with my treatment over there. So at that point I was really satisfied. So what values I find in this is my empathy, main thing, because I was really concerned as a human being. Then I went out of the way because I had certain principles for as I was an employee in the hospital. But also I wanted to do justice as a human being. So justice. And the third thing was benevolence, which I find, like, this my partner helped me to work out. So the credit goes to him. Thanks.
So I would say a better word for it, compassion. You know, compassion is one step ahead of empathy. So compassion that you wanted to relieve him of his suffering.
My partner has a quality of being creative. She wisdom, because she deals with the kids, and she's working with the NGO, and she really wanted kids to avoid junk food and the food outside available on the street. So she did some experiment, and she will be better in position.
Speak on that.
No, you go. So I think she has a sense of responsibility. The qualities are the wisdom, clarity, creative, and she has a sense of responsibility, because kids really left those junk foods and they respect her and they like her.
My friend Charu, she is a doctor, and she is very sincere enough. The incident she quoted was like, she is physiotherapist, so she looks out the ways to make and treat the patient well until they are normal. So she is sincere enough, she is dedicated, she is independent worker. When she is working, she is focused, very much focused on her work until she achieves results. So hard working here depicts till she is goal oriented. So that is the qualities which I found in her.
So for my partner, I think she is very, very brave, because she was working with a college which was owned by a principal who was a politician. So a lot of politics in the college, with a lot of wrong activities going on. So she decided to challenge the system, and in spite of quitting, she challenged the system, changed the system with all her sincere efforts, responsibility, dedication, and change the system. But when she was told to be the head of department, she resigned and then became a part of Brahma Kumaris. So, and for me, my highest point was responsibility, dedication and courage. And for me, it was my final year of MCH when I was doing a lot of multitasking, in the sense taking care of my 1 year old son, at the same time working from 8 to 8 in the hospital with no diversions when I was in the hospital, not even going for lunch so that my son will not be, otherwise he'll be disturbed. At the same time doing very good at my work, and then also writing a lot of publications during that time, because that was a part of our curriculum and we had to do it, otherwise we were not allowed to sit for exams. So I think it's more of a sense of responsibility and dedication and also a focused approach to take whatever comes and do it with sincere efforts.
It's very interesting. Now you'll see the spectrum of values each one of you have come up with. So there are innumerable values that you will have, again reflecting the inner value and outer quality and virtue of your work. The quality of work depends on your inner values. So the values are not only fixed, but there are plenty of values in our life which we all practice. Only thing, we don't have time to go back and look at ourselves or our immediate partners or whoever in the family or neighbors or wherever. So I think if you keep the mind open, the values, your all around the values, surrounded by phenomenal achievements of the people who are very close to you. It's appreciation of the values. And this is a whole spectrum of values that you have. Of course, I think that is there at the back of your thing. And this you can keep on multiplying as much as you want. Thank you. We go to the next exercise. I think there is a tea break. Nobody's informed us, but let's see. Oh, at 11. So we can have a break now and come back soon.